I'm pissing and shitting and coming. I am the cum lord.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Bonersode 123. Today is April the 16th, 2022, a beautiful sunny Saturday, but here I am stuck inside getting yelled at by high-strung people over the slightest of inconveniences. And that's all thanks to my producer, Ronk, who complained recently that I keep releasing shows when he's busy working and can't listen right away. So here you go, Ronksky Poo, a weekend show just for you.
Hello?
Hello, Eric?
This is his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have your name. This is Rusty with the furniture store.
The furniture store?
Yeah, Papa Maloney's Discount Furniture. I just need to let Eric know we're on the way. We're going to be there in about 10 minutes.
Honey, did you order some furniture? Are you sure you have the right phone number and the right...
Let me double check. We're on the way to... court.
Well, you have the right phone number and the right address, but we don't recall ordering any furniture, so...
Oh, yeah, it wasn't anything that you ordered. It was Cody, your HOA president, I guess he is. He hired us to set up this inflatable playground in your yard.
No, I don't think so. You set anything up in my front yard and I'll call the cops on your ass. Goodbye.
Well, no, ma'am, we're just hired to do a job.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. It's Rusty
call
again.
Call my number again, and
ma'am.
I will call the cops on you.
Ma'am.
Set up something in my yard. No,
can
I
you
don't
just
think
put,
so.
Can you just put the man
the
on the phone?
The HOA does not have authorization to put shit in my front yard. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, Jim?
Yes.
Hey, Jim. It's Ronk here in the city of...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, sorry to bother you so late. I just needed to let you know there's going to be a work crew coming by your house tomorrow morning. And they're just going to be installing a radio jammer up on your rooftop. At about 9:30 or so, they should be there.
A radio jammer on my rooftop?
Yeah, see, they were out there the other day doing the survey, you know, just the routine sweep of the neighborhood, and they picked up on the radio signals coming out of your house. Yeah, they're just going to be putting that radio jammer up to prevent any further broadcasts.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Sir, there's no reason to get upset. I'm just letting you know about the work, that's all.
Yeah, well, you ain't doing anything here. I'll tell you that right now.
Look, it's not any big deal or anything, if that's what you're worried about. It's just you can't be running pirate radio stations out of your house spreading communist propaganda.
Yeah, well, there ain't no work going to be done here on my rooftop.
Well, they're not working on your roof. They're installing a radio jammer, a radio signal jammer up on your roof.
Yeah, well, they ain't putting anything on my roof. You can stick it up your ass.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, I don't care.
Why are you so upset with me? Like, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, right. Who are you again?
Is this how you react? Like, that's kind of childish of you, don't
yeah,
you think?
Who is this?
It's Ronk with the...
Who the fuck is this? Give me your goddamn name.
I told you, stupid. My name is Ronk. I'm with the Public Relations Department.
Ron what?
I didn't give you my last name. We don't give that out for privacy reasons.
Oh, that's good.
Especially to crazy people that just have emotional, childish outbursts like you.
That's right.
Anyways,
right.
If you weren't running that pirate radio station out of your house spreading communist propaganda, then this wouldn't be happening. So really, it's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, go fuck yourself. Hello?
Oh, hey, Jim. It's Ronk again. Listen, I know you're all upset and everything. I think we got off on the wrong foot. Like, you didn't really let me explain what's going on.
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, you didn't give me a chance because you were just having a childish outburst. Let me just explain before you freak out. But yeah, they're going to be there tomorrow at 9:30, so I just want you to be prepared, that's all.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to be here at 9:30, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I already told you at the start of this whole conversation that they're going to be there tomorrow at 9:30.
Yeah, well, good. Have them bring a cop or something, because I'll have them here for you.
Well, no, it's not a police matter, sir. You're not in trouble. You just can't be spreading communist propaganda here in town.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Hello?
Hello, Kathy?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Kathy. It's Rusty. You with the furniture store?
With who?
Papa Maloney's Discount Furniture. I just need to let you know we're on the way. We're going to be there in about 15 minutes to drop all this stuff off.
You have the wrong number.
Yeah, wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Kathy over there on I thought I had the right number on the sheet here.
Yes.
Hello, Kathy?
I didn't order anything from you.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was your neighbor, Cody, just a little ways down the road from you. Yeah, he said that we're supposed to deliver this to you today, so that's what we're going to be doing in about 10 minutes or so here.
You got to give me who the name of Cody so I can verify that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's a neighbor.
I'm sorry. Who was that in the background?
Cody who?
Who's my husband.
We're both trying to figure out who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, one at a time. I can't understand what's going on with that husband of yours.
Well, that's rude. Okay, I'm outside.
Oh, thank goodness. Cody. Anyways, your neighbor Cody Nonami, I think. I don't know how to pronounce it, but yeah, he lives just around the corner from you over there on.
I do not know a Cody. What's his last name?
Nonami?
Trepania?
What?
Spell his last name for me.
It's N-A-E-U-X-M-E-H.
I do not know that person.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why, but yeah, he paid for this furniture and we're just supposed to deliver it. So yeah, we're going to be there in, probably about 10 minutes do you want us to bring it in or just leave it on your driveway or?
I don't want the furniture. Yeah. I don't want it inside or outside.
We have to per the contract, ma'am. We have to deliver it. So, like I said, it's already paid for, so you might as well do with it as you please.
I don't want it stuck out here on my front porch. No.
Okay, well, we'll just leave it in the lawn then. But yeah, we have to deliver it to your address.
No, I don't know who you are calling if this is a legitimate call.
I work for Papa Maloney's Discount Furniture, ma'am. I know we don't know each other. I'm just the delivery person.
No.
That's all. Okay, can I just talk to David, maybe? Because you're just getting all up in arms about this. I don't really understand what the problem is.
Hey, listen.
Oh, hey, David. Yeah, maybe I can just reason with you. That wife of yours was getting all emotional. Jeez.
Listen to me. Shut up and listen. Listen.
What? No. You don't get to talk to me like that.
I'll have you arrested. I'll have your ass arrested if you bring anything.
Don't have the authority to have me arrested. Quit acting like a big tough guy.
Is this the same guy?
Oh, hey, yeah, it's Rusty again. Listen, I'm just trying to deliver this furniture. I don't understand why you're being such a bastard about this. It's already...
Because we didn't order it, you idiot. We didn't order it.
I know you didn't order it, stupid. Your neighbor did. I already explained that to that wife of yours, but man, she was just getting all emotional about it.
You're a real piece of work, man. Don't show up here.
We're going to be there in 5 minutes. My boss already told me to just dump it on your lawn.
I don't give a shit what your boss said. Have your boss call me. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Carol?
Yeah.
Hey, Carol. It's Rusty with the furniture place.
Furniture place.
Yeah, Papa Maloney's Discount Furniture. I just need to let you know we're on the way. We're going to be there in about 15 minutes to drop off this inflatable playground.
Oh, no, it's not me. Uh-uh.
Oh, shoot, this isn't, Carol.
Yes, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, Cody, your neighbor Cody is the one that ordered it. He told us to deliver it to you. Maybe it was supposed to be a surprise or something?
No, I don't have any children, and I don't know a Cody.
Oh, Cody Nonami? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but...
Mm-mm, not me.
Oh, that's so...
You better call him. He's supposed to go to his house, I suppose.
Well, no,
not mine.
No, he paid for it and everything, but he wants us to deliver it to your front yard. So, yeah, we're going to be setting this up in about 10 minutes.
No, you're not.
He said it was for the neighborhood kids.
No. Yeah. No way. No, you're mistaken.
Well, no, ma'am, your name and address is on the order sheet. Like I said.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not. This has to be a joke, and it's not funny.
No, ma'am,
anymore.
I'm not trying to joke with you, ma'am. I'm just a delivery person. I'm just trying to deliver this inflatable playground and.
Well, don't save yourself of the trouble. Deliver it to the guy who paid for it.
Well,
not me.
No, he gave us your address.
I'm telling you. Do you understand me? I didn't ask for it. I don't want it.
Hello.
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, it's Richard from down the street.
Richard?
Yeah, McDyke, I'm over here on place, just kind of around the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling on behalf of Cody, our neighbor Cody, a little ways down the road. He was a little upset. I don't know if it's like a joke or whatever that you're doing, but he was just kind of hoping that you could not take the socks off his clothesline anymore.
That is a joke, but it wasn't me. I didn't do that.
Well, this is Mike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely you. I'm just trying to help out Cody because you know how emotional he gets.
So. I don't know who Cody is, and I never took socks off of anybody's line ever. It's not definitely me.
Well, no, Mike.
I didn't do this.
I saw Cody's security footage. It was definitely you. I saw your gray Miata driving away and everything. And like I said, I know you're just kind of joking around or whatever. It's really not that big of a deal, but...
Socks off of a line?
Yeah, you know, Cody hangs his socks out on the clothesline, and he said that, like, you bring them back.
No, I honestly, God, I did not do this. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, no, Mike, I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything. Like, basically, this call is just between me and you. I'm just kind of hoping to kind of settle this dispute or whatever you have with Cody.
I don't know Cody. I didn't take socks off the line, and you're accusing me of something that I didn't do.
Well, no, I'm not trying to accuse you of anything. I'm just...
Yes, you are.
Well, he showed me the security camera footage and everything.
Like, I was never there. You're saying this as if I have done this, and I haven't. I have no idea who Cody is or where it is.
Well, you're just...
I didn't do this.
Well, we know you're kind of the neighborhood jokester and everything, but...
I'm not a jokester. I don't do anything in the neighborhood.
Well, okay. It's just you went a little too far.
Did not do this. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Mike, come on.
This is really rude.
No, I'm not...
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not trying to be rude.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just trying to settle this. Like, I'm just the middleman here. I'm just...
I made puppets out of socks and took them off a clothesline? I have no idea what you're talking about.
And then you hung them back on the line and you made it...
I did not do this.
And you made it... And you made them look like they hung themselves. And that was just kind of dark. I think that's what's really what got under Cody's skin.
This is rude. This is not me. Call the police.
What?
Have them involved.
No.
I did not do this.
No, Mike,
call the
it's not, we're not... We don't need to involve the authorities over socks. You're being silly.
I'm hanging up now.
Mike, come on.
I didn't do this.
We're neighbors. We should all just get along.
I didn't do this. I have no idea who you are.
Well, Mike, you're obviously lying. Come on. It's okay.
Just, I'm not lying.
Just...
I didn't
see,
do this.
See, like, the way you're laughing, that's a tell. Like, you know, that's giving it away.
Oh, you are way out of line.
You're laughing because you're guilty.
No,
and
I'm not guilty. I never touched anybody's socks on lines. You're way out of line here, pal. I have no idea who you are, and I'm hanging up. Ooh. Hello?
Hello, Mike. It's your neighbor again. Look, I didn't mean to upset you or anything. I think there's kind of a misunderstanding here.
Ask him if he knows you're a 70-year-old man.
Hey, is that Donna back there?
Yes.
Tell her to shoo. Just be like, shoo, woman, and go back in the kitchen.
You're... Wow. You are just way out of line here, pal. Call the police.
No,
I have nothing to do with
it. There you go again. Why do you want to involve the police? The police aren't here to solve every little neighborly dispute.
It's not a neighborly dispute because I didn't do anything.
Okay. Well, look. Well, maybe it was Donna then. Put Donna on. I'll straighten her out myself then.
Hello?
Hello, Betsy?
Who is this?
It's Rusty with the furniture place. I just need to let you know we're on the way to drop this stuff off.
No, thank you. Don't want it. Hello?
Hello, Betsy. It's Rusty again. Look, I think there's just some misunderstanding here.
Yes, would you figure it out and let me know? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm trying to let you know, but you hung up. You didn't give me a chance to explain.
Beg your pardon? Don't you talk to my friend that way. Hang up.
Who is that woman in the background there?
None of your fucking business.
Hey, shut up back there. I'm talking to Betsy.
Hang up.
Hello, Bill?
Hello?
Bye. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Sharon?
Hello.
Oh, there sounded like there was a man on the phone there for a second.
There was, Bill.
Oh, you answered at the same time.
Yeah.
How cute. Hey, this is Ronk here in the city of...
I'm not interested, thanks.
No, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just calling about the Miata situation. I'm not sure which one of you drives it.
It's my car. Bill drives it.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we were getting some complaints about... I guess you converted it to be like a go-kart or something. And so I was just trying...
My car's been in the garage for months.
No.
Yeah, well,
I don't know where you're getting your information.
Hey, Bill, can you shut up? I was trying to talk to Sharon.
Who are you and what do you want?
Well, this is Ronk. I'm here in the public relations department, and I was trying to talk to the owner of the Miata, which was Sharon, I thought.
Yeah, go ahead with what you're talking about.
Well, okay, I need to talk to Sharon, though, not you. So can you just pass the phone off?
Yeah, she's sitting right here, and you tell me to shut up, and this is over.
Well, no, you were
now,
just...
what do you want?
You were just getting all mouthy, and I couldn't explain why I was calling.
What do you want? Well,
I was calling about the complaints about Sharon driving her Miata like it's a Mario go-kart up and down.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
My car has not been out of the garage in over 2 years.
Oh, no. We got some complaints about you zipping up and down over there.
Nope. Not happening.
Police department will handle any complaints that you have. You don't need to call anymore.
No, it's not a police matter. She's not in trouble. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this because we had several complaints about Sharon driving her.
Who's complaining?
Just several people in your area over there. Well, do you want me to answer or do you just want to yell over me? I can give you names, but you need to shut up.
Okay.
All right, give me names.
Okay, so Cody Noname, he was complaining, and Ira, I guess he's down the street from you, and just several different people were complaining.
Oh, you guys are full of shit.
Hello?
Hello, Portia?
Who is this?
It's Rusty with the Furniture Machine. I was just calling to let Portia know that we're on the way with this Davenport. We're going to be there in about 20 minutes.
I think you have the wrong number.
This isn't Portia. That's the number that I have on the sheet here.
What is this for?
It's a Davenport. I guess a neighbor of yours. Well, I'm sorry. Is this Portia? I'm not even sure who I'm speaking with.
It is, but I never ordered anything.
Oh, yeah. It shows here that it was a neighbor of yours, just a little ways down.
This is her husband. What is this regarding? I'm sorry.
Whoa, hello? Who's this?
This is her husband. What is this regarding?
Oh, why'd you yank the phone away from her? That's kind of strange.
All right.
Dude, who are you?
Who are you
to be talking to me like that?
Hello.
Hello, Portia. It's Rusty again. Look, I was just calling to let you know we're going to be there in about 20 minutes to deliver this Davenport.
I don't know who you are. I don't live over anywhere like that. You have the wrong number.
Oh, you're not on Avenue? That's the number that I have.
No, so I don't know how you got my number. I don't know who you are.
Well, listen here, bitch. I was just calling to deliver this Davenport.
You can call me a bitch. You can, like...
Yeah, you're being a fucking bitch.
You want to come do something about it?
Hello?
Hello, Rosemary?
Who's calling?
It's Rusty with Papa Maloney's Discount Furniture. I just needed to let you know we're on the way. We're going to be there in about 15 minutes to drop off this inflatable playground.
I don't think so. You have a wrong number.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I thought this was Rosemary over there on Drive. I had your name and number on the order sheet.
Who gave that to you?
Let's see. It was Cody, your HOA president, I guess.
No, I'm not expecting delivery of a playground, and you are not authorized to bring anything to my house.
Oh, no, it was Cody that ordered it and paid for it and everything. So, yeah,
you talk to Cody then. He's not,
Ma'am.
No,
I think there's just a mis...
Do you not understand the word? No. Yeah. No playgrounds at my house.
Well, no, we're going to be dropping it off in your yard in about 10 minutes.
No, you're not.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not doing anything.
I'm just hired to do
it. Because you're not listening to me.
Well, no,
Who are you?
All right, first of all, who's that man in the background cutting in like that? That's very rude.
My husband.
Well, tell him to shut up back there because I'm trying to explain and he's just popping off.
Excuse me? Did you just tell my husband to shut up this is an unsolicited phone call?
Well, I'm not trying to sell you anything. It's already paid for. I'm just trying to do a job here.
I don't give a shit who paid for what.
What's the matter
don't
with you?
I'm just bring anything to my house.
Thanks again, Ronk, for making sure the neighborhood kids have a fun place to play. Thanks, everyone, for your support. I'll be back next week. Until then, bye-bye. Yeah.
Tell Beetle one of your good jokes. You're a funny guy. Do you know a joke, a short joke you could tell him?
Yeah, tell the aristocrat.
Oh, no.
Beetle, wait. He's a comedian. If he makes you laugh, maybe he'll win you over. Listen to the joke. Yeah. At least let's listen to it. Will you listen to the joke? Beetle, will you listen to the joke? Will you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right. You like a joke? He's got a good joke.
Would you like to hear him tell a joke?
A clean one.
All right. He knows clean jokes.
Yes. An old man goes to a doctor's office.
Go ahead.
And he says, I can't pee. And the doctor says, how old are you? And he goes, I'm 90. And the doctor says, you peed enough.
What do you think? What do you think?
What a stupid joke.